There was a time when the US was Hong Kong's largest trading partner. However, since the mid-1980s, mainland China has become Hong Kong's largest trading partner. As of 2019, the European Union was still Hong Kong's second largest trading partner, but now ASEAN has taken this position and has also become the largest trading partner of the mainland. In this new era, Hong Kong is still a bridge between China and the world, but its nature has greatly differed from that of the last century. Rather than being a bridgehead for the West to promote its interests in China and Asia, it has now become a gateway for China to go global. As global economic cooperation has become politicized and partisan, it is indeed more difficult for Hong Kong to have its bread buttered on both sides between the East and the West, as in the past. Having diverse partners is the general trend, but the deep economic ties with the West Hong Kong has built over the years remain the city's important assets. Hong Kong opens its arms to the outside world, making good use of its various advantages and capital in hand, will benefit not only itself, but also China.